You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Every time I see the young people serving the Lord, I rejoice within me.
每一次 combine meeting 对我来说都是一个挑战。
Every time we have a combine meeting, it's a challenge for me.
因为我每次都要有人帮我翻译，我都得停下来。
Because I need somebody to translate for me, and I have to pause for him.
但是我看到年轻人在我们中间，我心里面就很喜乐。
When I see the young people with us, I rejoice.
尤其我礼拜三去参加看了你们的 outreach, 我在外面偷看的。
Particularly Wednesday, I took a peek from the outside of the outreach.
然后礼拜四你们又有这么好的感恩见证。
And Thursday night, you guys had a wonderful time of sharing and thanksgiving towards God.
我简直不敢相信只有200岁的美国能够跟5000年的中国一下子就学会了三句半。
And it's hard for me to believe that this, the culture with the United States, that the history of the United States is only 200 years old, can learn this, the three-word rhyme within the Chinese culture.
他们三句半讲得真好哈。
They did a really good job.
所以听说很多叔叔阿姨都说明年要请英文组继续做三句半。
And I heard that many uncles and aunties wanted you guys to do the same thing again next year.
我想感恩月一下快要过去了。
And again, the month of Thanksgiving is passing us by.
我们希望我们不是只有感恩节来过感恩节。
We pray that we're not just thankful in the season of Thanksgiving.
而是借着这个时间，我们在培养起我们该有的感恩的学习啊。
Through the season and this time, that we may cultivate and we may learn and practice our heart of gratitude.
让感恩成为我们的态度，让感恩成为我们的 lifestyle.
That Thanksgiving is our attitude and it becomes our lifestyle.
而且是常常向主献上新鲜的感恩。
It's a perpetual offering of thanksgiving towards God.
刚刚唱的那首诗歌，他说 once again I give my thanks, and once again I pour out my life to you.
And the song that we sang earlier, once again I give you thanks, once again I pour out my life.
他说再一次我向你献上感谢。
So once again I thank you.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们永远都是有新鲜的感谢。
And I pray that we would often have this once again that I would give to the Lord.
今年感恩节有吃火鸡的，请举手。
Everybody who had a bite of turkey during Thanksgiving, please raise your hand.
那么多啊，那没有吃到火鸡的，请举手。
Anyone that not have a chance to eat turkey?
Okay.其实我个人并不是很喜欢吃火鸡啊。
I'm not particularly fond of turkey.
我前两天看到一个教会里的小故事，说到有一个人打电话给火鸡公司，那个 Butterball Turkey Company.
And I heard a story that happened to church. Somebody actually called the Butterball Corporation that has the turkey.
他说我家有一个火鸡，我已经冷冻了23年，我还可不可以吃
？So I kept this turkey frozen for 23 years. Can I still consume it?
听清楚哈，23年，你们中间很多人还。不到23岁啊。
23 years, some of you are not even that old yet.
那个人就告诉他说，只要你的冰冻箱是保持零度以下的话，就还可以吃。
And so the man told them, as long as your freezer keeps the temperature below 0 degrees this whole time, you can eat it.
他说只是它的味道不会那么鲜美，不够那么 tasty.
It's just that the flavor won't be as tasty, won't be as fresh.
所以打电话的这个人呢，就说，他说我也是这样子想。他说好吧，那我干脆送给教会好了。
And so the man says, oh, I thought the same way, so I'm gonna just donate to church then.
第一个我先声明，我们教会的火鸡都是新鲜的哈。
I want to say to everyone that all the turkey that you've eaten are fresh.
但是你看到这个故事，你也会很 sad， 很难过，对不对
？But when you hear the story, you're kind of sad, right？
好像我们把这些不要的东西，我们来归给神。
Like we take what we don't want, we give it to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们永远要把最好的感谢来归给他。
But just we forever give our very best, our thanksgiving to Him.
而且我们每一天都应该要有新鲜的感恩。
And every day we ought to have something fresh for Him.
为着神，让我又能够有新的一天。
That I may have a brand new day before Him.
尤其年轻人，我们还有日子，还有。健康，我们都应该感谢神。
The young people, I still have a future. I still have my days and my health. We need to thank God.
我们应该用好好用我们的每一天，我们来荣耀神，好来讨神的喜悦。
With every day of our lives, we need to glorify Him and to please Him.
那今天我要继续讲这个耶稣的讲论，因为已经到年底了，我一算时间，我发现我再不讲，我没有办法把我的东西讲完。
And I want to continue at the conclusion of this year. If we realize that, you know, we're coming to an end, and there's still so much to talk about.
有关于耶稣的 teaching, 耶稣的讲论，我本来要讲七个，后来决定讲五个，现在变成讲三个啊。
And concerning the teaching of Jesus, I had seven sermons prepared, and then we truncated to five. Now we're only going to focus on three.
今天我要讲登山宝训的结论。
And I want to talk about the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount.
那你们会觉得奇怪，为什么我讲结论呢？
And you may be puzzled, why am I talking about the conclusion?
因为以前的概论谁讲过了？
Because the general outline of Sermon on the Mount, who spoke of that before?
窦弟兄在七月份已经，我去中国大陆以前拜托他讲了，去香港以前。
Before I left for Hong Kong, he was here speaking to us.
你知道吗？他那天站上来第一句话，他本来要讲的就是说感谢神，余弟兄今天不在但是请我讲讲登山宝训这个题目。
His very first words were supposed to be thank the Lord that Brother Yu's not here, he's given me the opportunity to share.The message on the Sermon on the Mount.
但是因为那天是 combined meeting, 所以有威廉在旁边翻译。
And because that day was a combined meeting, and there was a translator standing right next to him.
所以杜弟兄的第一句话就是说感谢神，余弟兄今天不在。
So his words are truncated. So he said, "Thank God, Brother Yu's not here today."
然后你们全场都笑起来。
And then all of you guys laughed.
为什么我不在，你们这么高兴
？Why do you rejoice when I'm not here with you?
害我不听信息的时候，我好难过。
I was listening to catch up on the messages, and I was so sad.
其实我知道了啊。
Actually, I understand the technicality.
所以一讲余弟兄不在，大家都很感谢神。
So when we said Brother Yu's not here, everybody praised the Lord.
那一天我们弟兄先讲登山宝训的重要。
And that day, our brother spoke of the importance of the Sermon on the Mount.
他讲的题目是说天国是我们的。
He says the kingdom of heaven is ours.
中间有一句话很重要，他说天国要成为我们的，我们必须先活出天国的实际来。
So the Lord for theKingdom of heaven to be ours, we must first live out the reality of the kingdom.
讲到在旧约，神把律法赐给人，叫人遵行律法。
He says that in the Old Testament, God has given the law that man may live by the law.
在新约，神把生命赐给我们，叫我们活出生命来。
But in the New Testament, God has given us life that we may live out life.
所以已经有这么好的这个概论了，所以我现在讲结论。
So this wonderful message already been given us, so I'm going to conclude on the message.
弟兄姊妹，登山宝训，我相信对所有的基督徒来说，我们都是非常熟悉，而且知道它非常重要。
And I believe that most Christians are familiar with the Sermon on the Mount and knows that it's very important.
我们很小的时候，我们教会就有发奖品，就是弟兄姊妹们利用暑假，特别鼓励学生们暑假背圣经。
And when I was younger, we were giving out prizes to those who were young that they would spend the time during summer to memorize scripture.
例如说今年是背以弗所书。
And this year we're going to try to memorize the book of Ephesians.
下一年背腓立比书啊。
And then the Philippians.
然后登山宝训是一定是我们的奖品中间的一个，要把登山宝训背起来。
The Sermon on the Mount is definitely one of those things that they wanted us to memorize.
弟兄姊妹，登山宝训是非常重要的一段圣经。
It is a very important portion of Scripture.
那它到底它核心的信息是在讲什么
？What is the central theme of this message?
我们不要一下子就跳进去里面讲的每一个要求。
And let's not dive right into every requirement of the message.
弟兄姊妹，我们要先知道整个登山宝训，主耶稣为什么要讲登山宝训
？We need to understand the core message. The why did Jesus deliver this message?
它的核心信息其实是告诉我们，一个天国的子民，他该有的性情、该有的生活是什么
？And Lord Jesus is actually trying to tell us that the heavenly characters and the lifestyle.That the people of heavenly kingdom should have.
请大家记得哈，我们都是属天的子民啊。
I want everybody to know we are people of the heavenly kingdom.
我们是从天而生的一般人。
We are born from above.
只是在这个地上暂时经过就是了。
We are temporary going through the earth.
我们还要回到天上去的。
We are going back up to heaven.
所以当我们在地上经过的时候
，So while we're pilgriming through the world,
神要借着我们这一般的人，活出属天的子民该有的性情。
God wants to use us that we may live out the this heavenly character, the heavenly characteristics of the heavenly lifestyle.
只有当我们真正活出这些性情这样子的生活的时候，
it's only when we can live out these things,
我们才能够在世人中间真的像盐，真的像光一样。
That we can truly be salt and be light in the world.
盐和光都是非常有影响力的两个很好的一个表号。
Both the salt and the light are types of influences, of very good influences among people.
盐一来就让那个平淡无味的东西变得有味道。
The salt appears with that which is bland and has flavor.
盐一来就让那个腐败能够被防止。
And when the salt is applied, all the corruption, decay would go away.
光一来就把黑暗驱逐了。
When the light comes, darkness is driven away.
光一来就带给人方向，带给人盼望。
And when light comes, it gives man direction, it gives man hope.
所以弟兄姊妹，神好像把我们这些基督徒撒在全地哈。
So as God has scattered us throughout the world.
我们在各地，我们是盐，我们是光，给这个世界带来生机，带来盼望。
And no matter where we are, that we bring forth salt, we bring forth light, that we may have hope.We bring forth hope for this world.
所以任何一个神的儿女们都应该要有属天的性情，要有属天的生活，要有属天的影响力。
So every child of God must have these heavenly characteristics, this heavenly lifestyle, and heavenly influence.
啊，所以我们在这里看见主耶稣来的时候讲登山宝训，他一讲完天国子民该有的性情。
And immediately after Jesus delivered this message, he talks about the characteristics of the people of heaven.
他马上就接着讲，我们看我们的纲要哈，只要看我。只要看我列出来摘录的重要的经文就好了。
You can look at the verses that I cited.
好，我们中文念中文，英文念英文。
Chinese or English, just read it together.
主耶稣说：“莫想我来是要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了。”律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。弟兄姊妹，你要知道，主耶稣在这里底下所有所讲的。
And everything that the Lord Jesus begins to speak after these verses.
他已经说到一点一画都不能废掉的。
He says not one jot or one tittle will be removed.
不仅仅全部都要成就成全。
Not only are they all going to be fulfilled.
而且对我们这些属天的子民的要求要远远超过文士和法利赛人。
But the requirements that is upon us surpasses that of the Pharisees.
所以在这里让我们看见一个该有的一个属天子民的性情和生活。
And again, it talks about the characteristics and the life.Style of the person who's of the kingdom of God.
今天先不管神的百姓活得怎么样。
And let's forget about how we actually live today.
你看，从颁布律法以来，到主耶稣讲这句话，中间已经隔了1500年。
Since the giving of the law till now, or till Jesus speaking these words, 1500 years has passed by.
我们只能用四个字来形容神儿女们在律法底下的生活。
We can only describe the way people live under the law.
叫做惨不忍睹。
And it cannot be seen.
神的要求是这个。
God's standard is so high.
神的百姓活出来是这个。
But yet the people of God live so lowly.
该有却活不出来。
This is what we ought to have, but they could not live it out.
我想我们随便举一两个例子，该有但是却没有的那个例子。
I'll just give a couple of examples of what we're supposed to have, but we don't have.
年轻的孩子们，你们希望将来自己可以有自己的车子的，请举手。
Every young person, if you wish you would have your own car, could you please raise your hand?
爸爸妈妈赶快看好，没有举手的都不要给他买。
Mom and Dad, take a look. Those who didn't raise your hands, you don't need to buy them a car.
假装有一天你终于有一辆车子了。
Let's say one day you actually do have a car.
这个车子什么都好，只有三个 function 不 work.
This car is wonderful.Except for three functions that it doesn't.
你不要小看它哈 ，every function 每一个功能都正常，只有三个不正常。
Everything is great except for these three things.
够不够好
？Isn't that great?
你能不能说神对我的要求有一百个，但是我只有三个达不到 ？It's okay.
And can you say God has 100 requirements on me, and if I only miss three, that's okay?
你这辆车子什么都好，就是三个。第一个不能够开倒车。
And the first thing is that it cannot reverse.
所以你要找 parking lot 要很小心，你前面不能有车，因为你不能倒车。
So, you look for a parking lot when you go find a parking space. You got to be very careful. Obviously, you can't back up.
第二个，它只能右弯，不能左弯。
Secondly, you only can make right turns. It can't make a left turn.
第三个，它的雨刷不 work.
Thirdly, the windshield wipers doesn't work.
就只有三个不 work. 你要不要这个车
？These are the only three things. Do you still want the car?
还想要的请举手。
Anybody who still wants this car, raise your hand real high.
先走。 叫你抓头发是要还是不要？
Is that true that you want it?
No, okay. 100% 都不要了。
100% of the people don't want this car.
啊，例如说你爸爸妈妈给你买一个 laptop。
Okay, mom and dad bought you a laptop.
你每次 power up 10 times 只有一次 work.
And 10 times when you try to turn it on, only one time will actually turn on.
其他的九次都 take 1 hour 才 up.
The other 9 times will have to wait an hour before it actually boot up.
第二个，你每一次用，大概每十分钟它就会自动 shut down 一次。
You discover that when you start using it about 10 minutes, it'll shut down by itself.
然后你需要再 reboot 10 times 才有一次 up.
And then you'll have to reboot 10 more times before you find that one time it'll actually boot
up. 或是不要这么麻烦，你的 cursor。你每次打字的时候，它降不来，降不去。你们有没有电脑有这个问题
？It's not that bad, okay? Let's say you're while you're typing and the cursor jumps around.
当我电脑第一次有这个问题的时候，简直不知道怎么办，因为我已经打字很慢了，打到一半它不见了。
My computer actually had this problem. I really type real slow, but all of a sudden the cursor would jump all over the screen.
然后把我不想改的东西改了，把我的字就乱七八糟的。
Things that I didn't want to change got changed and it just jumbled up my writing.
后来我就上电脑到处去找，找到终于有一个 patch 能够每次出问题。To fix that.
So I went online. I looked for a patch that would fix that problem.
你就晓得该有的 function， 当它不能出来的时候，这个在这个 owner 的手中是一件很 upset 的事情。
And you discover that when these things, these functions ought to be, yet they are not there, it's very difficult for the possessor to use these things.
真的会很难过的。
It's very, very uncomfortable.
那这些车子跟电脑都是没有生命的哈，不行就再换一个就是。
These cars, these computers, they're lifeless. They do not work. Just change a new one.
你看，如果我们生了一个孩子
，But if we give them birth to a child.
十个命令他九个不听。
Ten commandments, nine of the ten he would not obey.
然后第二个，他从早到晚要发好几次，要弄好几次这个有情绪的问题。
And from morning till night, it's had lots of emotional problems.
他发脾气或者他愤怒啊。
Temper tantrums and he would be mad.
然后他除了发脾气，他不跟任何人来往。
And aside from being angry with people, he doesn't talk to anyone.
你不能说，哎呀，这个儿子不要了，换一个。
You can't say, ah, this is a bad one. Let me get another one.
所以你知道不可能的。
You know that's impossible.
但是我们就是很痛苦的，必须要接受这样子的孩子。
But with great pain, we receive this child.
那我们现在来讲到我们神的儿女们。
And now we talk about the children of God.
主耶稣，神在西乃山借着摩西颁布的律法，希望他的孩子，他所造的人是这样，这样，这样，这样。
In Mount Sinai, the Lord has given the law to Moses and say, "You are my people. These are the decrees, and these are the way I wish you were to live."
哪里晓得1500年下来
？Not to unknowing that after 1500 years,
神儿女们所有的表现叫神伤心又伤心，愤怒又愤怒。
All the display that the child of God, the children of God, is able to bring forth.
你从先知书里面，你读得出神心中的失望，神心中的痛苦。
Only brings God grief. Brings God pain.
好，结果主耶稣来了。
And then Jesus came.
他不仅仅没有在这里说，哎呀，我了解你们都是罪人，我来救你们。
Jesus then simply say, "Oh, I understand you guys. I am here to save you."
没有想到他一来把登上宝训先摆给神的儿女们。
Not realizing the very first message he delivered, the message he delivered, he gives us the message on the mount.
你去读马太福音第五章，你会发现有一个句型重复的出现。
And you discover that this particular saying repeated itself during this message.
他说：“你们听见有吩咐古人的话说什么什么什么，只是我告诉你们什么什么什么。
”So you have heard that it was said to those of old, but I say to you.
你们听见有古话说不可以奸淫。
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
只是我告诉你们。
But I say to you.
凡看见妇女就动淫念的，你已经跟她犯淫乱。
All who look upon a woman and lust after her, you've already committed adultery with her.
你们听见古话说不可以杀人。
You've heard that it was said to those of old that thou shalt not murder.
你怎么说我奸淫杀人我都没犯。
So I've not done either of those.
主耶稣说只是我告诉你们。
Jesus says, but I say to you.
凡恨弟兄的就是杀人的。
All those who have hated their brothers,
你骂你的弟兄是魔力的，你要下地狱的。就是你骂你的弟兄是笨蛋的。
If you call your brother a fool or mock, or you are subject to hellfire.
你看我们多少人骂过自己的弟兄是笨蛋。
So how many of us called our brothers fool?
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道哈，主耶稣来在这里，不仅仅好像了解人活不出来。
Jesus not only did understand that we cannot live it out.
主耶稣来居然把一个更高、更不可能达到的一个天国。登山宝训给颁布出来了。
All of a sudden, he elevated that standard even higher, and he says, "This is the decree."
你们知不知道跳高比赛哈？这个
high jump,
最高世界上的记录最高跳到多高你知道吗
you know what is the world record for high jump
有没有任何人可以猜到
anybody know
两米多少那个姚明多高都不知道所以你们都不错嘛没有那么爱着迷篮球你知不知道姚明多高你知道比你高
how tall is Yao Ming
seven five okay seven five okay
7 feet 5 inches
那个世界的记录是在1993年吧我就记得不错1993年一个古巴的选手破的记录到现在没有人可以破他 yeah, Cuba.
There's an athlete from Cuba and in 1993 has set that record and no one's ever broken it
他跳了2米45啊大概八尺多一点 8 feet a little bit more than
2 meters and 45 centimeters
呀、yeah, 那个女生的世界纪录也是1980年破的是2.09到现在没有人破
2.09 meters that's the women's record and still holds today
好你看好这是世界的纪录最高最高人怎么跳到当然不是这么高 两米多
that's the world record I can't even reach that high
Anyway, 那是 woman 的。
That's the women's record.
到现在这么多年，没有人可以破这个记录。
But all these years, no one can surpass it.
啊，我们都跳不过去。
None of us can leap that high.
我想我们中间能够跳过1.5米的已经很少了。我们以前小学就是跳第一粒扣子，从腰跳第一粒扣子，第二粒扣子，有没有跳过？
When we were younger, we count by buttons from our waist up, and we're pretty lucky.
大概跳到第二个扣子就跳不过去了。
By around the second button, and that's about it.
Okay, 所以主耶稣来。
And so Jesus came.
他说律法的要求一点一滴都不能废去。
He says all the requirements of the law they cannot be removed.
而且不光这样。
And not only so.
他的要求并不是二点四五。
And his requirement is not just 2.4 meters.
而是245或是5米10米这么高啊。
And it's tenfold of that that magnitude.
他把一个更高的要求摆下来。
He's actually placed a requirement that surpasses what the people knew.
然后说天地都可以废去，我的话一点一滴都不能废去，而且一定要成就。
And then the Lord says that the heaven and earth can pass away, but my words will never pass away. They will all be fulfilled.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道登山宝训在这里。
So brothers, you ought to know that when the Sermon on the Mount is decreed.
他不光在这里告诉我们一个天国的子民该有的性情和生活是什么。
Not only does it tell us the characteristics and the lifestyle the people of heaven need to have.
他在这里已经把救恩隐藏在这样子的教训里面。
It has already hidden the message of salvation into it.
就是在人是不能，在神凡事都能。
And it is impossible with man, but with God all things are possible.
所以我们读到后面，像罗马书就告诉我们，凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
So Romans 3:20 says, therefore by the deeds of the law no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin.
所以这个律法一出来，就让所有人知道我跳不过去，五米高我跳不过去。
So the law comes and says your sin is almost as 5 meter high. You know you can't pass it.
12 feet, 我不可能跳过去的。
12 feet high, I can't pass it.
所以要让你知道我不能。
So to let you know you cannot.
但是问题，法利赛人跟文士都觉得他们可以。
But the Pharisees and the scribes, they all believe I can.
然后他们装着可以。
And they pretend as if they could.
其实，在耶稣的眼中，在很多人的眼中，知道他们不能。
But in the eyes of Jesus, in the eyes of many, they know that they cannot.
啊，这是主耶稣来登山宝训很重要的一个提醒。然后接着，罗马书8:4告诉我们，律法的义要成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
Romans chapter 8 tells us that the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
请大家注意哈。
Everybody, please pay attention.
耶稣说，所有的一点一滴。都要成就。
Jesus says that everything will be fulfilled.
而在罗马书8:4就告诉我们他成就了。
And Romans chapter 8 verse 4 tells us that it is fulfilled.
他真的成就了。
It really was fulfilled.
但是怎么成就的呢？
How was it fulfilled?
是不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
But those who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
所以你要知道耶稣来。
So you need to know that when Jesus came.
他不光是赦免了我们的不能，我们的无能。
He did not simply forgive us of our inabilities and our inabilities to perform or to do.
而他是把那个人的那个生命和力量赐给了我们。
But he has come to give us the power so that we are able.
所以以弗所书3:20告诉我们。
So Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 tells us.
他说神能够照着正在我们里面运行的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
So according to the might and the power that is at work in us, that it will fulfill all that we can imagine or we can think of.
就是我们原来觉得我们根本不可能做的。
So those things that we originally think that we could not do.
啊，我们连想都想不到，我们连求都不敢求的。
We could not even imagine it. We dare not even ask of it.
但是圣灵来了。
But the Holy Spirit came.
当耶稣成为我们的生命的时候。
So when Jesus became our life.
神能够照着这个正在我们里面运行的大力。
And according to this power, this great might that is at work in us.
要充充足足的。成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
To fully accomplish all that we can imagine, all that we can think of.
但是以弗所书三章二十节，你们没有打出来。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20.
在原文的里面是现在进行式啊。
And it's present progressive tense.
它是一直在进行的，它一直在运行的。
It's always working right now.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是登山宝训，我稍微简单的复习了。
Again, this is a quick review of the Sermon on the Mount.
它核心的信息讲到我们该有的性情，该有的生活。
The core message talks about our characteristics and our lifestyle that we're supposed to have.
这个性情我们根本没有。
And this nature we do not possess.
所以我们这样子的生活根本活不出来。
So this kind of lifestyle we cannot live it.
但是登山宝训不仅仅告诉我们神的要求是什么。
But it simply does not tell us what the requirement of God's is.
也提醒我们要来转向救主。
And it also reminds us that we need to turn to our Savior.
今天人需要的不是教主。
And what people need is not a.
我们已经懂得太多了，已经有太多的要求是我们做不出来的。
I'm not a teacher because there are a lot of requirements that we already understand that we cannot do already.
我们需要的是救主。
We need a Savior.
所以我们一起来讲哈，我不需要教主。我需要救主。
I don't need a teacher. I need a savior.
我们一起来讲。我不需要教主，
teacher,
我需要救主。弟兄姊妹，这是整个登山宝训在这里提醒我们的。
Again, this is the core message of the Sermon on the Mount that is reminding us.
好，所以登山宝训结束了以后。
So at the conclusion of the message,
主耶稣讲了三个很重要的比喻。
Jesus gave three very important parables.
这三个比喻呢，都面临到拣选的问题。
And these parables all relate to choices.
这里讲到两个路，
Here it
两个门路。
Talks about two ways or two paths.
这里讲到两种果树。
Talks about two types of trees.
在这里讲到两种的根基。
And it talks about two types of foundations.
然后在这里人都面对了一个拣选。
And so every man is brought to the point of making a choice.
你做了不同的拣选，就带来了不同的结果。
Whatever choice that you've made will bring about a different result.
所以请弟兄姊妹要注意到哈，登山宝训的核心问题。
So the core issue at the Sermon on the Mount.
不是在乎我们能不能的问题而已。
It's not a matter of, it's not simply a matter of whether you can or you cannot.
而在乎我们要不要拣选耶稣的问题。
It depends on whether you want to choose Jesus or not.
整个登山宝训已经显明了人不可能达到神的要求。
The Sermon on the Mount already revealed to us that man cannot attain to the requirements of God.
如果西乃山的律法还不能叫我们有这样子的认识跟 realize 的话
，If the laws declare at Mount Sinai can't. Does not allow us to have that understanding yet.
所以要借着登山宝训帮助我们有这样子的认识。
Jesus through the Sermon on the Mount will help understanding.
如果一个灯泡不能够叫我们看见自己身上脏的话
，If the light bulb cannot tell us that we are dirty.
神在这里借着探照灯啊，借着显微镜，让我们看见我们的污秽。
And God uses a spotlight, uses a microscope to help us to realize how dirty and filthy.
让我们承认自己不能。
That we will acknowledge that we cannot.
然后底下就结束在三个选择上。
And then it concluded in these three choices.
所以弟兄姊妹，我再说，得胜不得胜，不是在乎我们能不能，而是在乎我们要不要。
Whether we are victorious or not has nothing to do whether we are able or not, but it has everything to do whether we want it or not.
活得出活不出，登山宝训这里所讲的各种的要求。
And whether we're able to live out all the requirements of the Sermon on the Mount.
那个 key point 关键的点不在于我们能不能，而在于我们到底要不要。
The key point is not a matter of whether you're able, but whether you want it or not.
所以你要注意到登山宝训为什么用三个拣选做结束的原因。
So you discover why the Lord used three different choices to conclude.
而是在乎我们到底羡不羡慕活出这个登山宝训来。
It depends on whether we admire to live out the things that He's talked about.
而是在乎我们愿不愿意活出登山宝训来。
Whether we are willing to live out the things that He's talked about.
愿意的话，耶稣基督 他已经把救恩做得这么完全。
If we're willing, he's already completed salvation so perfectly.
不再是靠着律法来称义。
No longer by the law are we justified.
我们借着宝血，借着十字架，借着基督的内住。
But by the blood, by the cross, by the indwelling Christ.
让我们可以活出登山宝训的要求。
That we may live out the requirements of the scripture.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.